Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Victory in Jesus. Then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Where There Is No Vision, from Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He punched me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, of His quenching fire revealing, how He made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Yes, He bought me and He bought me with His redeeming.
Here.
redeeming blood. He loved the air, I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
I'm glad today. Oh, I'm glad we've got a victory today the world didn't give to us. The world can't take from us. Amen. Aren't we glad to see Sue back this morning? Amen. She got that book stuck out praising the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep her in your prayers and God bless you today, Sue. We know the Lord's got you taken care of. He is still the great physician. See, that's that healing that is found in verse 2. That's that victory that is spread throughout this entire song. I was watching little Chris there just a few moments ago, raising his hands and shouting the victory. Man, you know today, I know we're living in a very troublesome hour. But if you are born again, blood washed, child of God, your victory is still there. And you know what? Your victory is a lot closer than you think. Because the King is coming, and one day we're going to see Him, and we're going to get the ultimate victory. We're going to be in His presence forevermore, and I don't know about you. My prayer is, don't wait, Lord, come on. Amen. I want to see heaven. I want to see the Lord face to face, and I want to get in that land where there's nothing but singing and shouting forevermore. Amen. I'm glad I got the victory this morning. How about you today? Come on, church, you guys, shout amen. Praise God. Back on that chorus, amen. Oh,
victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Now He's on me, and He bought me with
in the house of God. Amen. That's a disgrace to God. And if you participate in it, you are a disgrace to God too. Amen. We will engage in anything that destroys our lives, our nations, and our family, and our churches. But God said, I've got a vision for your nation. I've got a vision for your life. I've got a vision for your family. I've got a vision for your church. Amen. And that included, yes, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Washington had no vision, and it has no vision now. But the city, the town, the nation's capital that was named by George Washington, named after him, Washington had a vision when he got down on his knees in the bitter cold of winter in Valley Forge, and he prayed. Amen. Lincoln had a vision when our nation was divided. And he had a vision when he stood up for freedom that even cost him his life. Amen. Oh, but let me tell you what. And I could go through the other names. Patrick Henry standing and saying, give me liberty and give me death. Give me death. I can name other great names. You know, Ben Franklin. I read an excerpt from one of his speeches last Sunday as we celebrated the Independence Day of our nation. But let me tell you who had a greater vision. that any man could ever have. And that was the Lord Jesus Christ. He had a vision on the cross, and He secured vision for every person that would come to Him. He said, I'll in no wise cast out. He shed His blood, and He paid the royal price. He gave it all that we could have Him as our personal Savior. He gave it all that we could be delivered. He gave it all today that we could be set free. Because thanks be unto God, whom the Son sets free is still free. Indeed, amen. Hallelujah. But we've lost that vision. We've lost that vision, and the loss of that vision not only today resides within the confines and the ranks of the church today and in our nation, but that loss of vision now has resided in our homes. Our homes have lost its effectiveness. The Word of God is no longer the chart and the compass and the direction for the family any longer. I just would be curious, and don't raise your hand, how many of you spend time in God's Word with your family every day? You say, I live alone. Are you still a family? And if you don't do nothing but sit there and read God's Word by yourself, you got God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost with you. Amen. How many of you are sitting down and spending time in the Word with your kids? Well, they just got to get this done. They want to play here, and they want to go there, and they want this. So, listen, sit your children down and give them something today that will change their life. And go with them and put some spiritual meat on their bones. Amen. Don't let them be filled with the world. Listen, shut down the TV sets. I know the kids are going to love me. Shut down the video games. Shut down the cell phones. Hallelujah. Get to the table, eat a meal, and pray, and spend time together as a family again. Amen. I grew up with that, and it worked. Amen. There's nothing wrong with it. He said, Preacher, you're totally out of touch. No, I'm very much in touch, because I know what it takes. The church house today, the house of prayer, has become a convenience today that we fit in when we don't, you know. Well, yeah, I don't think we got nothing going on tonight, do we, honey? I think we could go to church, can't we? You better be coming to church, period. Understand, the nation's problem is nothing more than personal problems, just on a larger scale. Did you hear that? What is the vision for your life, for your family? I believe today God's telling you need a bigger vision than you're living. Stop trying to get by, get through, and hang on. Abraham saw a larger vision. He said, I see a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Joseph saw a vision for a greater victory and a greater abundance of God and what He would provide. Moses saw a greater vision because he did not want the palaces of Egypt, because you know what? He wanted the rewards of the righteous. Amen. Each of these saw it, and they became a part of it. You've got to become a part of what God wants to do. Without a vision, your life will fall apart. And you know, where are you today? Where are you in your walk with God? Your life seems to be breaking at the very seams today. Your life seems to be filled with failure. It seems like you just go from problem to problem to pain today. It seems like you're just in endless defeat. You're depressed, defeated, discouraged, and everything else. And your life seems to be plagued with problems today. Where there is no vision, there will be no victory. You've got to get back to God, and the church said. What will it take, Pastor? It will take coming back to the vision that God has given you. Amen. It will take for me to live is Christ. It will take as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It will take holiness that requires separation from the world. Amen. It requires righteousness today that requires determination. Even when all the world is jumping off the cliff and going the way of the world and the devil and the flesh, that means today you stand true to the principles of God's Word. You say, but I'm going to be persecuted. Well, don't you realize that you've got a God who's on your side? Have you read Isaiah 54:17 recently? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Have you recounted today the fact that God, if He's for you, who can be against you? That God is there. God will help you. God will see you through. God will deliver you. God will be that blessing that you need today. You know, it'll take living a life today that is pleasing to God and not your flesh. You've got to do as the Word of God says, and as Paul said, you've got to crucify your flesh.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796, and press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning into our program today, and we trust that Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.